I would prefer to see them following CDC guidelines, things like social distancing. Doctors essentially said that social distancing is the best way to prevent the spread of COVID. The plans right now don't allow for social distancing at all. They don't reduce the number of kids. Unfortunately, Utah for a long time has had extremely large class sizes, and the plans don't address that at all. They're just simply, let's go back to school normally with full classrooms.
Stephen Phelps is a parent of school-aged children and teaches at Lake Ridge Middle School. He is the co-founder of the Facebook group Save Utah Schools, where educators and parents can discuss Utah's plans for school reopening. Anna McNamer is another parent and teaches at Butler Middle School. She shares similar concerns to Phelps and says some of her colleagues have resigned or retired because of their fears.
I know there are educators who say, I won't teach unless I get to go back to the classroom face-to-face. But from what I see in my social circles, that's one person. And everyone else is pretty terrified in figuring out, you know, do I need to wear scrubs and a face mask and gloves and a face shield? How am I going to do this? How are we going to make it work without spreading this between our students? And what will happen if by participating in the system, I'm responsible for the death of one of my students?
And when it comes to how schools will meet the diverse needs of students, especially those with disabilities, Amanda Longwell is upset with what she says is happening in her child's district.
I've had parents listen to the entire board meeting, and not once did those boards even breathe the word of a child with a disability, not once. And that sends a message to those families and those students that they essentially are not being considered in these openings, and they essentially are not a priority.
Utah school administrators are supposed to announce their plans for the coming school year by Saturday. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.